my computer likes spam and cookies and peanut butter and duct tape and high-grade plastics and those cute little banana peppers that look like peanuts.
Hey, it's all you folks out there, our shining stars. Huh? How's that for sucking up to the audience?
That was so beautiful!
Did you mean it?
That was so beautiful!
All right, it's the Suck Up Corner here on News Radio 620 KTAR. Actually, it's the Data Doctors here with you every Saturday morning talking about computers. We have a bunch of resources up. If you did not get the chance to go to the Consumer Electronics Show, we saw all kinds of crazy stuff. We got some pictures of our adventure out there, and of course our television show will have a full display of the CES products in an upcoming edition. I'm not sure which episode, but
that's
just
right.
Go to datadoctors.com/TV and you'll see it. And in fact, today's replay of episode 8, we cover the Apple iPod. We talk about instant messaging. We have a free download called Trillion that if you are trying to communicate with multiple people, multiple different instant messaging services, you can do it all in one program.
Sure, against a good thing.
Yep. We got the tech of cars, show you a crazy behind the scenes of what's going on with the servicing of your car.
Oh, I remember that one.
Technology. That was a good one.
Yeah, crazy stuff. Editing your pull-down Internet Explorer history file, all kinds of good stuff.
Yep.
Check out 4 o'clock on Cox 9 today.
So we help you on the radio, we help you on TV, we help you online at computerproblems.com.
In the Tribune.
We help you in your email box with our free weekly newsletter. We help you in the newspaper.
The free weekly newsletter that didn't make it out
last
night.
It's on its way right now, right to your inbox, hot off the press.
I believe we have I think Chris is on line one and had some information about, were you at the Consumer Electronics Show, Chris?
I was not there, no.
You were not. You have a question about the iPac and Bluetooth?
Right. I own an iPac 3800 series. I think it's a 3850.
Uh-huh.
And I have Cox cable, and I have Cox Internet. And I want to get Internet on my iPac when I'm at home.
Sure. Hang on a second. Let's explain to people what the iPac is. It's a little handheld. It's basically like a Palm device, but it's made by
Compaq/HP,
whoever they want to be today.
And it runs a Microsoft operating system called Pocket PC.
It's cool. It's like a little tiny version of Windows in your palm. What we do, we actually, at a large auto dealership here, we set them up with all this wireless stuff. You don't need Bluetooth. What you want is actually 802.11b.
Okay.
Or a Wi-Fi adapter.
Yeah. Does this have a PC card slot or a CF card slot in it?
Actually, yeah, I have a dual Compaq flash sleeve for it.
Okay, what you can buy is a little wireless Compaq flash adapter you can plug right into there.
Sure.
And then you'd want a wireless access point, and with that you can set up a wireless, or you can already, if you have the cradle, like the USB cradle that comes with it, helps you synchronize.
Right.
While it's seated in that cradle, it's using the internet connection through your computer.
Really?
Yeah. Or it can be made to do that. By default, that's usually on. So if it's in the cradle, it should be able to use the internet connection on your computer, but that does tie you to that little cable there. So if you want to go the wireless route where you can walk around the house, out by the pool, whatever, that's a pretty cool way to go.
You know what was cool that was Bluetooth that we saw at the Consumer Electronics Show? When we first got there, we went up to this little stand that had this little circle in the middle, and you basically just point your iPac right at this wireless transmitter.
It was called a wide ray.
Yeah.
And you point the thing at it, and it would synchronize data. What we did was we downloaded or uploaded or whatever, depending on which side you're looking at. We downloaded the entire CES program, if you will, into an iPac through the little infrared connection. That wasn't really a wireless. It was through the infrared, but it's, I guess it's still without wires.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't Bluetooth, was it?
No.
But basically, the whole show schedule came down so we could say, okay, show us every booth that had wireless products in it or whatever. I mean, it's just crazy stuff that's going on out there.
Yeah.
But, if you don't need to be able to walk around the house and be on the Internet and check your mail,
you've already got the stuff you need. Just if it's not already configured, it's generally pretty simple options. Look in the help within the ActiveSync software that's on your PC for
save your
how
money.
To do that.
Okay. All right.
Now, you cannot synchronize with 802.11b, though, is what I understand.
What do you mean by synchronize?
But you cannot. I understand with Bluetooth, you can just walk into the room and it automatically synchronizes. But
So you don't want internet access. You want to synchronize with something else that's on one of your computers.
Well, I want to synchronize and have internet access. I've heard Bluetooth gives you that, but you don't have the range of 802.11b.
Instead of that cradle, you can buy a replacement cradle kind of thing where it will use Bluetooth, but you're only going to have a range of about 10-15 feet, so you don't have to actually physically plug it in anymore.
Okay.
But you need to be probably in that same room at least. And it's not quite like infrared where you have to have clear line of sight, but you do have to be pretty close, and then it'll do everything it would normally do while it's in that cradle, including syncing and all those things.
I don't mean to take up all the time, but I got one more question about it. can you transfer files through 802.11b?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It's just like being on a regular wired network.
Really?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And anywhere in the house, about 150-foot range, which is why I think that might be the better way to go.
And they do make a compact flash version of a network adapter to drop right in there specifically for that kind of reason. So,
all right?
Thank you.
Hey, good luck, man.
All right, man.
All right, we'll see you. We had an earlier caller, unfortunately, hung up, but he did have a great question. People are starting to hear about long-distance service, that if you have a cable modem that you can take advantage of this new long-distance service.
I think we're going to do some research on that so that we know everything there is to know about it and try it out maybe even. And get back to you on that, because we got just like a minute left to tie things up.
Yeah, okay, so we'll look into that, and we'll in a future show, we'll be following up. Don't forget, next week we'll be broadcasting live from the Phoenix Open. If you're going to the show, or excuse me, if you're going to the Open, make sure to stop by and say hey. Come by, ask a question. We're trying to get some stuff to give away, some tchotchkes from Microsoft.
Can't give out free hugs.
Yeah, hugs. Come on by, get your hug.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike Hale will be there, right?
Yes, I will.
So we're going to be there having a good time, talking about golf, computers, whatever we can. Why? Because we can.
Right.
Hopefully we'll have a new Data Doctors / Computer Corner vehicle to unveil at the show as well.
You never know what might happen.
Yeah, we might have some neat stuff there. So do check that out. Don't forget our TV show, Cox Channel 9, 4 o'clock this afternoon. Real good stuff about the Apple iPod. If you've ever wanted to carry around 8,000 songs in your shirt pocket.
Cool stuff.
Yeah.
If you missed any part of this show, it's at datadoctors.com/radio and... It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Isney, and Mike Cal Valdivia reminding you, if it ain't broke,
don't fix it.
We'll see you next week at the Phoenix Open.